theatrically designed not to give offence, started to fumble with his belt.
"No, no, we don't need that," said Lutze kindly. "It was a good challenge, a decent I and a very passable high E, I thought. Good martial gibberish all round, such as you don't often hear these days. And we would not want his trousers falling down at a time like this, would we?"
He sniffed and added,
"Especially at a time like this."
He patted the shrinking man on the shoulder.
"Just you recall the rule your teacher here taught you on day one, eh? And why don't you go and clean yourself up? I mean, some of us have to tidy up in here."
Then he turned and nodded to the dojo master.
"While I am here, master, I should like to show young Lobsang the device of erratic balls."
The dojo master bowed deeply.
"It is yours, Lutze the sweeper."
As Lobsang followed the ambling Lutze, he heard the dojo master, who, like all teachers, never missed an opportunity to drive home a lesson, say,
"Dojo, what is rule one?"
Even the cowering challenger mumbled along to the chorus,
"Do not act incautiously when confronting little, bald, wrinkly, smiling men." "Good rule, rule one," said Lutze,
leading his new acolyte into the next room.
"I have met many people who could have aided it to good advantage."
He stopped, without looking at Lobsang Lud, and held out his hand.
"And now, if you please, you will return the little shovel you stole from my pocket when we first met."
"But I came nowhere near you, master." Lutze's smile did not flicker.
"Oh, yes, that is true. My apologies. The ramblings of an old man. Is it not written, I'd forget my own head if it wasn't nailed on? Let us proceed."
The floor in here was wood, but the walls were high and padded. There were reddish-brown stains here and there.
"We have one of these in the novice's dojo, sweeper," said Lobsang. "But the balls in that are made of soft leather, yes?"
said the old man, approaching a tall wooden cube. A row of holes ran halfway up the side that faced down the length of the room.
"And they travel quite slowly, I recall."
Yes, said Lobsang,
watching him pull on a very large lever. Down below there was the sound of metal on metal, and then of urgent gushing water. Air began to wheeze from joints in the box.
"These are wooden," said Lutze calmly. "Catch one."
Something touched Lobsang's ear, and behind him the padding shook as a ball buried itself deeply and then dropped to the floor.
"Perhaps a shade slower," said Lutze, turning a knob.
After 15 random balls, Lobsang caught one in his stomach. Lutze sighed and pushed the big lever back.
"Well done," he said.
"Sweeper, I'm not used to," said the boy, picking himself up.
"Oh, I knew you couldn't catch one," said Lutze. "Even our boisterous friend out there in the dojo wouldn't catch one at that speed."
"But you said you had slowed it down."
"Only so that it wouldn't kill you. Just a test, see? Everything's a test. Let's go, lad. Can't keep the abbot waiting."
Trailing cigarette smoke, Lutze ambled away. Lobsang followed, getting more and more nervous. This was Lutze the dojo had proved that, and he knew it anyway. He'd looked at the little round face as it gazed amicably at the angry fighter and known it. But just a sweeper? No insignia, no status? Well, obviously status, because the dojo master couldn't have bowed lower for the abbot, but... And now he was following the man along passages where even a monk was not allowed to go on pain of death. Sooner or later there was surely going to be trouble.
"Sweeper, I really ought to be back at my duties in the kitchens," he began.
"Oh, yes, kitchen duties," said Lutze. "To teach you the virtues of obedience and hard work, right?"
"Yes, sweeper."
"Are they working?"
"Oh, yes."
"Really?"
"Well, no."
"They're not all there cracked up to be, I have to tell you," said Lutze. "Whereas, my lad, what we have here," he stepped through an archway, "is an education."
It was the biggest room Lobsang had ever seen. Shafts of light speared down from glazed holes in the roof, and below, more than 100 yards across, and tended by senior monks who walked above it on delicate wire walkways, Lobsang had heard about the mandala.